American English words borrowed from Japanese. English has been made up of words from many languages. Most English words came from Latin, Germanic languages, and French. But in the last several hundred years, English has borrowed words and terms from other languages. These so-called borrowed words are not returned, of course. Rather, they remain part of a language for a very long time. You can learn a lot about history and culture by looking at what led to the borrowing of certain words. Today, we will tell you the story of words that English has borrowed from Japanese. It may surprise you that English has taken more than a dozen words from Japanese. Emoji. Let's start with emoji. About 10 years ago, English speakers used the word emoticons for computer keyboard symbols that express emotion in electronic messages and on the internet. That was before the invention of smiley face icons. Then, in the late 1990s, a Japanese computer programmer named Shigetaku Kurito changed English named Shigetaku Kurita changed everything when he invented emoji. Images, icons, and symbols that express meaning without words. In Japanese, the word emoji means pictograph and comes from the word meaning picture, and emoji means letter or character. The similarity to the English word emotion is only by chance. Squash. Another English word borrowed from Japanese is squash. The English meaning of squash is a small amount. The word is used informally in English. While the English word is a noun, the Merriam-Webster dictionary notes that sometimes we also use the word as an adverb, such as in the example, I am a squash hungry. In other words, I'm a little bit hungry. Tycoon. Another borrowed Japanese word that describes someone who holds a lot of power is tycoon. In English, the word refers to a very wealthy and powerful business person. Hunky-dory. Our final example today is hunky-dory. Today, this adjective means fine or free of trouble or problems. The word hunky-dory is actually a combination of words from two languages. The first part of the word hunky means in a safe position. Word experts say it is from the Dutch word honk, which means post or station. The story of the second part of the word dory is less clear. One story from 1876 links the word hunky-dory to the Japanese word honko-dori. This was believed to be a street in Japan where American sailors went to have fun while they were stationed there. However, clear evidence does not exist to prove this is true. What is clear, though, is that the pronunciation of the word for street in Japanese sounds a lot like dori.